So welcome, everybody. Thanks, everybody, to be here. For those who don't know me, I am Mary Sauter, and I am the Executive Director here at BARC Developmental Services. And just want to start off by welcoming and thanking Governor Shapiro and Secretary Arcuche for being here today. And I just want to spend just a couple minutes highlighting and expressing our appreciation for the budget, what is in his proposed budget for this year. And actually, you can see it right over here, but it totals to almost $483 million that would be rate increases for agencies like BARC to support people that we can then directly pass on to our direct support professionals so that we can have higher pay for our DSPs. Our DSPs are just the foundation of what we do here at BARC Developmental Services, and they are our best resource here. And we need to pay them more, and that's what the governor during our tour today was talking to some and expressing the same thing to the folks on the floor. So we're so grateful that in the budget proposal there is that money that we hope will be passed by the rest of the legislature so that we can get more DSPs and that they can stay here. We want careers here. I wanted to just share a couple figures. One is that the DSP vacancy rate here at BARC Developmental Services is about 48%. And that's a high percentage of vacancy rate for DSPs. And that means there's a lot of staff working a lot of overtime hours and managers working extra shifts to fill in those gaps. And we need to address that. And we need to pay our DSPs more so that we can recruit and retain more of those DSPs. So we're so grateful for the investment you have shown, both of you have shown, to our field, to the IDA community, because it'll mean so much. And, you know, and we're competitive here at BARC Developmental Services. Our compensation package is very competitive, yet we still have that vacancy rate. So we need to get, hopefully, the more of those rates that for providers like us that we can then pass on to our associates. We have area businesses. On my drive here today, I passed a sign of how much a grocery store was paying, and right down the street here, and they were paying more than we start our DSPs at and more than we're able to. And our DSPs have to do so much hard work. It's tireless. It's hard physical labor. It's giving medications. It's helping our folks be part of the community. It's keeping people safe. And so we just need to show that investment into that. And we're also grateful for another part of the budget, which includes allowing more Pennsylvanians to have services and to address the waiting list initiative. But both of those are very interconnected, because if we can give supports to maybe some Pennsylvanians who don't have funding right now, we've got to make sure we have the staff to take care of them. And we are committed here at BARC Developmental Services to keep supporting all these individuals, and it's our passion here. And I was telling, I think it was Secretary Arcuche earlier, that the average tenure of a direct care staff here at BARC Developmental Services is almost 7 years. So we have people with tenure here. And our most senior DSP has been here for 38 years. So there are people here at this agency who are committed to what they do and want to stay and want to make it a career. And now we've just got to make it so that they can make an earnest living, so that they don't have to work all the overtime hours or work a second job and take time away from their families. So again, we applaud and thank you, Governor, and thank you, Secretary Arcuche, one, for being here and for including this in very important thing in your budget. And I'm just so hopeful that this Pennsylvania State Legislature will pass it as you've proposed, so we can make a big difference.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. It's let me say how wonderful it is to be here with all of you today, and to have the opportunity, Mary, to walk through and meet your staff and see all the wonderful folks here. Y'all filled my cup up today. I mean, I feel like there is so much love here and joy and a whole lot of blessings. And I just want you to know it was an honor for me to be able to see all of you doing your work and all of you who are assisting the folks here doing their work and enjoying themselves. And so, Mary, I want to say to you and your team, thank you. I mean, it's truly, this is a wonderful place BARC is, and I'm just blessed to be here. I want to give a shout out to all of your staff, especially to Jennifer Fritz, who is here over there. Yeah. I want you to know something special about Jennifer. Well, there's a lot special about her. Actually, there's one really terrible thing about her, too. She's a Cowboys fan, which is, I know, boo, right, yeah. It's not your turn, Jennifer. No, but Jennifer's sister is a wonderful woman named Dana Fritz, and Dana serves as my chief of staff, and we've worked together for about 20 years, which is pretty amazing. She is awesome, and she's in charge of running our state government and just does an amazing job. So I just want to say it's wonderful to be here with all of you. And we're here in Bucks County, and your county is led by some fantastic commissioners, including Commissioner Bob Harvey, who is with us. And Bob, I want to thank you for all that you do. I know BARC and other places that provide really important social services in our communities benefit because of you, Diane and Jean, and we're really grateful. So thank you for the work you do. I just want to speak really briefly because I want us to have a conversation. You all really, really matter to me. And the work that you do and the services that you receive and provide back to all of us is really critical. And for too long, frankly, our state has not looked out for you, hasn't made sure that the staff get paid a fair wage for the important work they do, and has made it harder for folks like Mary to staff up an amazing organization like this. You heard her say they're short 48%, almost half the number of staff they need they don't have. And there is a way to fix that. And we've known that there's been a way to fix that for a long time, which is to pay people more and be able to hire more people and be able to fill more slots with people who need support and assistance. And you know what? For too long, a lot of folks in our state capitol just ignored this. And I got to tell you, for me, seeing this over the years and recognizing the need, having the chance to come back and see what goes on here today, you all are so important and you deserve this support. And so every year the governor has to propose a budget. And a budget's got a lot of numbers in it and a lot of dollars in it. We take in tax dollars and we spend what we take in. And the idea is to spend it really wisely. And a budget, I think, is more than just a set of numbers on a spreadsheet. It's a statement of what your priorities are, what your principles are. And my priorities and principles are helping folks like you, both the people who are receiving the support and the people who are providing the support. And so this year in our budget, we're making an unprecedented investment, all in nearly $500 million of money from the state, money from the federal government, to create more opportunities for services, to pay people a higher wage, and to be able to hire more people to do this work. And I want you to know this is a really important priority for me, and together we're going to get this done. Mary talked before about, she said, you know, I hope the legislature follows your budget. And for those of you who follow politics, I know it's a polarizing time, right? Everybody's like kind of all over the place. And let me tell you, I'm actually the only governor in the whole country that has a divided legislature. Think about that. I'm the only governor in the whole country where one house is led by Democrats and the other led by Republicans. So for us to get anything done in Pennsylvania, we've got to find bipartisan compromise. And compromise is not a bad word. That's a good thing. This is an area where we're going to find compromise. We're going to find common ground. And we're going to bring Democrats and Republicans together to get this done. And I need your help. Okay? So after we leave here today, I need you to reach out to folks in the legislature. I need you to tell people just how important the work is that's going on here at BARC and other places. And we'll work with you on how best to do that. Now, after we pass the budget and we get all those new dollars in, well, all the money's going to her. So you better be really nice to Secretary Arkush. And Secretary Arkush is someone who I have worked with and been a dear friend with for more than a decade. And in fact, we used to be county commissioners together in Montgomery County, right next door. We worked with Bob on the important work you do. And so we helped provide social services and human services in Montgomery County. When I got elected governor, I said, I want the person who is best in our entire Commonwealth to do this work, and it is Secretary Arkush. So after we get these dollars, after we get the help, Secretary Arkush is going to make sure that places like this get the resources they need to be able to be really successful. And I couldn't be more proud to work with her, more grateful to Secretary Arkush for what she does. And I want you to get the chance to meet her. And so I'm gonna ask her to say a few words and then we're gonna have a conversation, if that's okay. All right? So ladies and gentlemen, this is Secretary Arkush, the Secretary of the Department of Human Services in Pennsylvania. Great. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon, everybody. It is just such a joy and an honor to be here. And Mary, thank you so much. You know, the pride in that room next door is so evident, both from your staff and for all the individuals that are working, who are so proud to share with us what they are working on today and how they do their work and how carefully they do their work and why it matters. So the spirit here is so strong, and it's just an honor to have a chance to spend some time with you today. And to pick up from what the governor said, when we get this budget passed, and let me be very clear, the governor proposes the budget, but we need that General Assembly to actually pass it, all right? So make sure you let your legislators know how you feel about this. But when this budget gets passed, it will help us carry out one of our top goals, which is to make sure that people have the right services at the right time. And right now in Pennsylvania, we've never had enough funding for this community to have the right services at the right time. But for years, someone who's very special to me on my team, my Deputy Secretary, Kristen Ahrens, who's standing over there against the wall, she is our Deputy Secretary for the Office of Developmental Programs, which is where this work lives. And she has had a vision and a plan for years of how we can make sure that we do away with the waiting list for adult services here in the Commonwealth. And under Governor Shapiro's leadership, over the next several years, if this budget passes, there will be a plan in place to finally end that waiting list. It's a big deal. So as that plan goes into place, and this is something that we've heard from counties for years, and the governor and I both remember when we were county commissioners, how we would get phone calls from parents who were desperate to get services and supports for their children as they were aging. We know and we remember, and I know Commissioner Harvey gets those calls as well, that as that plan goes into place, we need the staff to provide those services. And so this is really a two-part, very important, both parts to get both of these things across the finish line. It's the opportunity to make sure that people like Mary can close that 48% gap in hiring. We've got to fill those positions, but she needs more resources to do that. And then we are going to give the counties the opportunity to work in a different way with the state to manage to a budget instead of managing to a certain number of slots. So we are so excited to have this opportunity to do things differently, to look forward, to actually get things done, and to solve a problem that's been present in this Commonwealth for many, many years. So this is the opportunity. So excited to have the governor's leadership in this. He's been the first governor to really step out and charge all of us with solving this problem once and for all. So it's an honor to be here with you, and we're gonna get this one done.
Yep. Let's get it done.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So thank you, Madam Secretary. So I want to have a conversation with y'all. And I will say that some of the most impactful conversations I've had have been with moms and dads who have been struggling to find services for their kids, particularly kids who are, you know, aging into the system. And I still remember Cindy Jennings, her son, Matt, really touched me. They're from Lancaster. And they talked to me about the struggles as Cindy's been getting a little bit older, not able to care for Matt. And Cindy had some health issues herself. And I actually invited them to stand with me when we had our budget announced and kind of put a face on what a lot of families are struggling with. And so Marlene, Pat, Kathy, others who want to jump in here, I'd love to just kind of hear about what it's been like for you as family members to be able to provide the services. Where has it been a struggle? Where has it been easy? What are we doing right? What do we need to fix? Obviously, we're attempting to put a lot more money, which is going to create more opportunities. But maybe just talk to me about your experiences as family members, and anyone can jump in. I know I'm the governor and I have to wear suits and all, but I am a pretty informal guy. So we should just have a we should have an informal conversation here. So I don't know who wants to begin.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Pretty much like you said.
And just talk into your mic so everybody has the benefit of what you're saying.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Now, pretty much like you've been saying, we need more money to staff, to get more staff in here, to keep them here, to not be, like you just said, I can go down to the food store and get paid more than I can. Yeah. We want people that are going to be taking care of our children. As you can see, we're older. Yeah. We're getting older. We're getting up there.
I mean, Pat is. You're not. But it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's hard. It's hard. It's like, yeah. Just like, Jared has been this way all his life.
Okay.
So, it has been difficult. And we do feel the care here.
Yeah.
It's great. It's... You know, we even have in our wills that we want him to go to Bark home. It's hard to talk about it.
It's okay. It's
sorry.
Fine. Yeah, we rely on them. They take care of our son every day, you know, when he's here. Yeah. We'd like
medically,
to see him.
They're like nurses. They're nurses, they're teachers, they're everything.
And they should be paid more, right?
Exactly.
They should be paid more than a grocery store guy or somebody working at McDonald's or, you know, one of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you know, and the thing is, when they, you know, like you said, they get people, and then it's like they need to live and survive too.
Yeah. They're not. Other jobs
they got to find other jobs.
One of the things I was struck by as we were walking through, the secretary and I were walking through, is that there's a lot of folks who have been here a long time,
right.
And they deserve to get.
Exactly.
Oh, paid a livable wage to do this
work.
Exactly. And they're so dedicated and so committed. We just got to be there for them.
Very much so.
Was it easier for, was Jared your son?
Yes.
Was it easier for Jared when he was under 18? There were
Jared's been since he was 6 months old.
Yeah. So between
he was,
six, pardon
he was,
me, go ahead.
Okay.
No, you go ahead.
It was hard for, I more or less, he was diagnosed like I said, since birth.
Yeah.
I more or less at that time picked up a phone book and
started looking through.
Nobody, you know. And I got through a Lenna P. Foundation.
Yeah.
Who hooked me up with a gentleman named Ted Feldstein.
Okay.
Who hooked me up with Head Start programs and
Easter Seals.
You know, Easter Seals.
Head Start.
They moved him. Then he was going through the school and programs.
Yeah.
Through the school. And then when he graduated, I picked here because I liked everybody here and every, you know.
And you live in the area?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need more money also towards like transportation.
Yeah.
Getting people
so they can
come more than three times or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, Jarrett was at 5 days.
Yeah.
With COVID and everything, you need the help. They don't have the help to do the five days even.
And that's what we're endeavoring to do is get those resources so he can be five days or whatever.
Right.
Whatever you need. And
right.
I just have to say, I mean, I've had so many conversations with families over the years, and it is rare to get through one where the family member doesn't tear up. And I feel like it is my responsibility to make it so you can have a conversation where the tears don't flow, but the smile comes.
Well, I can tell you a lot more about that. But,
all right. Well, let me hear from Kathy, because I know you were itching to say something, Kathy. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Oh, we got you.
You got me? Okay. I am a caretaker for my sister ever since my mom passed on.
Okay.
My sister was born mentally handicapped.
Okay.
I remember as a child going to the pediatrician with her and them saying to my mother that they should put her in a home because there's no chance.
Mm.
Well, I swear to today, that can never happen.
Sure.
I solely take care of my sister with some help from my daughter. But as I'm getting up there, can't stay 21 forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Ever since Annette's been coming to Bark, it's been a help. But I do believe that they need to get paid a higher wage to workers.
Yeah.
They dedicate their life for what they do.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to be a special, you're an angel. As a sheer angel for doing what you did. I worked in mental health, so I know, you know.
Yeah.
There's just so much I could say about Bark. I trust my sister with her life here.
Exactly.
She looks forward to coming here. My sister can never live on her own. So I have health issues. So if I ever comes to that I have to put her, she will come to Bark.
True.
Nowhere else. But I do believe that the people that work here give up so much time, effort. It's stressful. You know, they need to make more money and they need to hire more people and they need to give these people more, the workers, like Annette, her son, Matt, more days.
Okay.
There needs to be more services.
Yeah, I think, Kathy, you raised such an important point. Just about every family wants their family member with them or living in the community, but they need help to do that. Nobody wants to send their child. Yeah. So I think that is something that we're so focused on, to make sure that you've got the help that you need. And as time goes on, your sister has the resources around her no matter what, so that she'll be able to stay in a community setting like this with people that care about her and where she's happy and where she's successful.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your time.
So, Lucy, can I bring you into this conversation? Yeah. Oh, you really hit it, man. You went right to it.
Let's not play around with
yeah.
that. You put it out there.
Usually it's like, how you doing? You having a good day? You really went after it. But you're a DSP, right? So tell me what your day is like. What's your work like? What are you doing? Can you just talk into the mic so we can hear you?
Okay, so I'm a direct professional support.
Okay.
Support.
Yep, direct support.
So, I'm just asking, additional funding for Bark. So,
yeah.
Allow Bark to please wait for staff so they can do excellent job.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. He's on message.
So,
I would also
speak for him. I mean, like,
please.
This is somebody who he works so many hours at our agency and is so well thought of here and cared about here, and he has family in another country that he needs to send some money to, and that's what drives him. But it really what drives him is coming to work every day and working with the folks, five folks that he works. So he's in the residential department and works in one of our homes.
That's great.
And just works many, many hours to make sure. I mean, there's not a more dedicated, we have so many dedicated associates here at Bark Developmental Services, and Musa is definitely one of them, who have to work, though, so many hours to make the living wage.
Do you want to jump in on that? I know you're providing.
Shanika? Hi, I'm Shanika.
Talking to my
friends. I'm the assistant production manager here in the Warmminster Workshop. So in the morning times, we help the workers get situated and set up so they can do their job. And we have such good caring staff here that we all dedicate our time and our life here.
Yeah.
And I love the place I work at, and I appreciate everybody here. So I hope we get more money, because I work two jobs. So I don't just work at Bark, I work at Walmart too, to help provide for my family. So if we get more money, maybe I won't have to work two jobs and I can spend more time with my family.
So
help take care of my grandson who's autistic.
You're really dedicated to this work. You've been doing it for how long?
24 years.
24 years. You've been working here for 24 years.
Yes.
You love the people you work with.
Yes.
You love helping them. You feel good about that.
Yes.
But
they
in order to
dedicate yourself to us, and we dedicate ourselves to them.
Yeah. But in order to get by, you also have to work at Walmart.
Yes.
In order to pay the bills for your family.
Yes.
And you're a mom, you're a grandmom, and
I'm
you
a
said
grandmom, I take care of my grandson.
Grandson has autism?
Yes. And I help support him.
Well, I view the work you're doing not as a job, but as a career.
Yes.
You've dedicated yourselves to these folks. You've dedicated yourself to this work, and we all have to be more dedicated to you in helping you do this work. Do you think, you know, when you've had those moments over the last, you know, quarter century that you've been doing this, you're like, man, it's just too hard to make ends meet doing this. Have you ever thought about walking away? And what
I mean,
what
the thoughts come in our minds sometimes, because sometimes some days can be harder than others. But I get, from the grace of God, I get up every morning and make it and keep it moving, because these people depend on us, and I depend on them too. Yeah. They make a big difference in my life, and I love it.
Yeah. Well, you're a saint, and so are the people who you work with here. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Tell me, it's Matt, right? All right, Matt. So you just heard from some of the folks that provide services here. What do they mean to you? And what's it like when you show up here in the morning and you get to see them and get ready to work? And for those of you who don't know, Matt works hard. I saw him working hard before. Yeah.
What I think about Bart every day,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What I think about coming here 3 days a week is I see people that are energetic, easy to work with. People are ready to work wherever they need to be. The staff are on us every single time. If we're doing something wrong, they tell us what's wrong. And we get up and we make ourselves more and more and more and more special every single time that we're here. And I love every single staff member that I've worked with for years. And these staff members are more of a family to me than they are my coworkers, are of a family. And these staff members, they're more than just friends of mine. They're family. And I want to stay here more and more often than I can. And I want you to do something for us. I want you to keep your promise that you'll make this a more better place for other kids to come to if they want to come here. So please help us.
Thank you.
I just love it here. It's perfect here.
Yeah.
It is pretty special here. And I made a commitment to help y'all, and we're starting that process now. We're going to see it through. We're going to make sure Democrats and Republicans alike understand how important you are, people like you are, how important the DSPs are and the folks like them here. And we're going to make sure that all across Pennsylvania, people like you get the help that you need. And you get even more services. I heard you say you're here 3 days a week, right? Would you like to be here 4 or 5 days a week?
I've missed that.
Yeah, I know. We want to make sure that there's more opportunity like that. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Madam Secretary, did you want to say something?
Well, Matt, I just want to thank you for representing so many of your coworkers and friends that also come here. And I'm just so proud that you can come and sit here and tell us so clearly what the need is, because that's really the most important thing, the thing that you said, that how important this place is to you, that this is a home for you, and that you want to be here more. But without the staffing, it's not going to happen. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I know that you're not speaking just for yourself, but you're speaking for what, the 90-some,
right.
Individuals that come here every day. And thank you for that.
There's a lot of us that come here like 3 days a week or 5 days a week. We just want something that's gonna help us, you know, get through our days, you know, going home, coming to work every day. We wanna have more staff that can be a parent to us, take care of us, and help us out every day. We need more staff members. So that's what Bark wants, more staff.
Well, I heard that loud and clear. I like how you challenged me directly too. That was good. That was good. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
I want to hear from this table here. You've heard the conversation. Jump in. Tell us what we need to know. Tell us what we need to be thinking about right now.
My name is Lisa, and I'm a resident of Life Sharing Program through BARC, and I've been since 2009. And it's taught me how to grow, mature, and also how to live life to its fullest, and not looking backwards. It helps me to grow beyond where it needs to be. Reaching every day is a goal.
Yeah.
Having supports of Life Sharing through going independent That's all I need. But we all might not have a voice.
Yeah.
We have a different way of different voices of communicating.
Yeah.
But this is my voice, but hopefully everyone else has a different voice.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you came here in 2009 versus today, how were you different then? How are you different today? How have you grown here? What should we know about how the structure,
the stability, the sense of that everybody does care about someone. You have a place to live. A lot of people live on the street. Bark has provided open arms and open hands for anybody that needs it.
Yeah.
But if it's in your time, you give us more support, more help with those that don't understand.
Yeah.
And give a voice that don't have a voice.
Yeah.
By meeting you, just is like another blessing day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Tyler.
See, Tyler's pretty punctual.
Yeah.
And I think he knew this was supposed to be over at a certain time.
Tyler wants his room back. All right.
Exactly right, secretary.
There you go.
He knew.
Hey, listen. Tyler's wearing an Eagles shirt.
That's
he can
right.
say whatever the hell he wants.
Okay.
You hear that, Jennifer? Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead, Jerome.
Mary take a trick every day. Take a trick. The trick, and did this work. And Jamaica, and I went to Jamaica and Hawaii, and it helped me paint, and it helped me paint. I do a lot of work and a lot of paint, and I do a lot. I do the art. And I do a lot of painting.
What do you like to paint?
I like to do art. I like to do painting.
I think you might have something for.
That's great.
He might have something for you.
I would love to see that. Can
see
I come over to you?
Like
yes.
To see it?
Come on down, Mr. Shapiro.
This for you.
Oh. That's beautiful. Oh. Did you do that?
Yeah. You're welcome. Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. What did you use? Did you use a paintbrush for this?
Yes, please.
No,
yep.
No,
they use balloons.
The balloons.
Really?
The balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Wow.
There you go.
That's cool.
That is beautiful.
Just make sure you don't shake the paint.
That is really cool. Uh-oh. I got it. Right. I'm going to hang this up in my office. Would that be okay?
Yep. I'll ever do that for you. I ever help me. And yep.
Thanks, Amy. Amy's pretty. Is Amy pretty good at art?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that is really special. There's a lot of special memories for me from today. So this will make me think of all of you. Thank you.
That was nice. I'm a retire. I was a dishwasher.
Okay.
I was police, Raz Hotel, and I was Opera B. I was training people, so I was dishwasher. We do like a party, and like a wedding, and prom. And then we do like a president, and we do like dinners.
That's awesome.
I was over my tie. It was too much for me.
Sounds like you earned some rest.
That's right.
You earned some rest there.
He worked many, many years in the hotel, 33 years in the hotel, before he came to Bark and worked some at Applebee's before he decided to retire.
Well deserved, it sounds like.
This is really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
This is Mary. She's one of our direct supportive professionals
wonderful.
As well.
What should we know, Mayor?
So I'm a home manager for one of our homes. I've been here 30 years, also a light sharing provider for 21 years. I would like to say that I know for a fact that one of my vacant spots has been open for, I want to say, over 25 years that I have. So I know it's very difficult at times to staff our homes. I do a lot of overtime because there's a lot of vacancies. And I've dedicated many, many, many hours to our individuals, to the agency. I help out at other homes because of vacancies. When the day I got this job was the day my daughter turned one. She's now 30 or 31, going on 31. I have four grandchildren, and they all see, you know, our folks as uncles and aunts, and, yeah. and they've grew up with life here at BARC. So, but I've also haven't been there for my daughter over the years also, because my life has been here at BARC.
Yeah.
So with that, sorry, I get emotional too.
It's okay.
Because my life has been here at BARC. My life is also at home with two of our individuals that live with my family and I.
Wow.
And they are my family also. I don't know what my sorry, I don't know what my life would be without them. People say that they're very blessed to have me, and I don't see it that way. I am the blessed person. I'm the blessed one. They have changed my life more than I can even say. But having more money and in the budget would just do so much more for that we could do to help support our folks. Every day I preach over and over to my staff, we have a budget. We need to watch our budget.
The governor tells me the same thing.
So, yeah. So, you know, we have to do this. We have a budget. We have to do that. So it would be nice to say we can do this with our folks. We can do that because it's not, you know, down to the penny that we have to watch. Well, not saying we don't have to watch, but that we have a little more flexibility. But it's, you know, we've done fundraising. We try to think outside the box to try to bring more funds in because we've been short. We've been short on a lot of activities, a lot of things for social rec and things like that. So a lot of the staff have donated our own money to social rec programs to be able to do things with our individuals because it's not their fault.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? When we are successful and we get this budget passed and there's more resources available to raise rates and pay people more and open up more slots, do you think that there are people out there who are as dedicated as you and the other DSPs here who will want to do this work? And really the only thing stopping them right now is just the relatively low wages?
I do, because as a manager for many, many years, that's what I hear the most is I can go here and make that more money. And it's true. I hate to say it, but it's true. If I didn't work the amount of overtime I work, I would have to go to Walmart also. But I work the amount of hours because I don't have the staffing or other homes don't have the staffing and I help there to equal my job and Walmart. If that makes sense. So I can't even get a job at Walmart because I'm there that long, that many hours, either my house or other homes. But I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I can tell you, and it's not BARC's fault. It just isn't because I have friends in other agencies and it's the same thing. As a home manager there 30 years, I make pretty much what the starting home manager makes. 30 years, and it's not the agency's fault.
Yeah,
it's not. It's because the funding.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, yes, I do make a little bit more because you know, but it's not much. It's just how it has to be
sure.
that way.
Sure.
You know.
Can I ask you a question, Mary? When we're successful at this and we can drive out more dollars, obviously BARC is a special place and y'all are wonderful and you're going to take care of your staff. How do we make sure that at other facilities, those dollars end up in the pockets of staff and don't end up being wasted on something else?
It's a great question. I mean, I clearly can only kind of manage what happens here at
BARC Development Services. Of course, but you're a leader.
I am, and I think there are so many other provider agencies that are feeling the same emotions that we're feeling now and feeling the same quote-unquote pain. They are in the same place, but I also believe that they are similar to BARC in their mission, in their support of their team, and in what they want to do, and that they are good-hearted. You know, we don't go into this field to become rich or to make a lot of money. We do it because it's our passion, because we love it, because of the folks that you saw out there fill our cup every day.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it. And so there are those people. And I know, as Mary said as well, there are good people out there. And I think one of the other kind of byproducts of getting these staff is the consistency that it will lead to the individuals that we support. So, you know, Shanika, who said she's been here for 24 years, Mary's been here 29, what'd you say? Amy's been here 26. That helps so that the individuals that we support see the same face every day and they get to know each other. And then that will also kind of trickle down in that, should there be a problem? You know, you pick up senses and you get to know the folks and you're like, well, this person seems a little off. I need to take some steps to make sure they're okay. Where somebody who's just come through the door a month or two ago may not pick that up. So so to have the consistency in staff is so vital. But I know certainly at BARC Developmental Services, our board of directors and our executive management team is absolutely committed to giving our workforce what we can give them as much as we can. And I do believe that other provider agencies throughout the state are as well.
And Madam Secretary, I'll ask you, so we're successful, we drive these dollars out. How's it going to work in your agency? How is a BARC going to get the help they need through the Department of Human Services?
Yeah. Well, right now, this year, thanks to your leadership, places like BARC will be able to get a one-time supplemental payment, and you'll be hearing about that later this spring, hopefully fairly soon, just to help retain and recruit new staff. So that's going to happen right now. And then when this budget gets passed, there will be in the contracts that are signed with these organizations just higher rates. Yep. It'll just turn into rates. So they'll be able to pay more dollars. Yeah.
That seemed really simple.
It does, doesn't it?
It's a math problem.
So I know we don't have a ton of time left, but I want to encourage all of you to take a page out of Matt's playbook and just be real direct with me in the time we have left. What should I leave here knowing? What should I leave here thinking about? What are some of the things maybe I haven't had the chance to hear that you want me to know? Look at Matt. He's like ready to go. I got you, Gov. Here we go. Go ahead.
Maybe instead of being, I mean, it would be cool if we have more Philadelphia teams in the future. The Eagles have a team, the Sixers have a team, Flyers got a team, the Union got a team. What we need is we need more Philadelphia teams that are in the city.
I agree. Listen, don't tell anybody this, but we're working to get a WNBA team here, right? How cool would that be? Yeah.
I would pay a lot of money to go see
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You get to see Caitlin Clark come play? That would be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe Jennifer would root for the Philly team and not have to go to Dallas.
Don't count on it.
All right. So we need more Philly teams. What else?
We need to make it easier for people that have problems to find companies like BARC.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. Not easy to find. You know, it's not like you can go out and just talk to somebody and they say, oh, yeah, go here.
Explain that to me.
Like our son's been handicapped since birth. We had nobody to really guide us which way to go and how to go. Like she said, she ended up looking up in the phone book and finding.
At that time, it was called retarded children.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they need more advertisements for that.
Yeah. So how do we address that?
So, I want to hope that it would be easier if you had your son today, that it would be a much easier journey. Our counties have resources that are readily available, and I think now that our medical community knows more about where to refer people. You know, when your son was born, and how old is he?
27.
Yeah. So, you know, even 30 years ago, so I'm a doctor, and I can think back to what things were like 30 years ago. There's still so much stigma and so little understanding of what was possible.
Right.
And I think very much like what your mom heard, right? Right?
Yes.
It was like, oh, you know,
that's
game
it.
Over,
oh,
it's
yeah.
done,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, we were told he
yeah.
wasn't going to make it at 8, till, he was only yeah. going to live till age 7.
And my mom
he was only going to live to age 16.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
27, obviously. Yeah. You don't know your crap.
No. Right?
You know?
And I think that, thankfully, that has changed a lot. And there's many more resources.
Oh, I can see.
And even
places.
Medical professionals who really
right.
understand that
right.
that was just
a lot of
really
a lot of
uninformed
places.
Advice.
Right. And like, he's been in a wheelchair. And it's like, I really wish they would not just, it's, there's not a handicap wheelchair accessible things. I mean, I can remember we would go, I have three other children, or had three other children besides him. And we'd go down to the city, and it was like, okay. Like,
you couldn't get them off the train.
If we took the train, you couldn't. You,
now
they have it.
But back then.
Now they have where you can get up and out of the street to go up there. But then they don't even have really transportation around in the city. I mean, I know this hasn't got nothing to do with Bark, but you know.
You're... No, but it all fits together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was a county commissioner, people used to complain all the time that projects cost more money because of curb cuts and
right.
things like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
right? And I'd say, you ever been on crutches? Just go get a pair of crutches and walk around. Just crutches. And then imagine what it's like to be in a wheelchair. And I've often found, you know, someone, you know, breaks a leg or has some, you know, temporary problem.
Right.
And they're like, wow, I had no idea. And I said, yeah, you had no idea. So
I
think
kids.
Just helping people think about differently, right? And help
exactly.
them imagine being in someone else's
oh, yeah.
shoes is
oh,
so
yeah.
important.
And that's what a lot of them do here. They
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
They help you, and they help you find,
yeah.
you know.
You know they're going to take care of you.
And they know that they'll get you yeah. in the right direction.
Well, one of the things Bark does well is helps people who want to work in the community work
right.
in the community.
Right.
So we were
exactly.
talking to the folks in charge of that, and there's places, grocery stores like Wegmans and Giant that are
right.
very
they're
welcoming
right.
to community members, and that helps everybody realize what's possible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so just lifting that
our
up, that type of work up,
mm-hmm.
is so important.
Well, I really want to thank you all for this conversation. It has been incredibly valuable for me to see this with my own eyes, to come and talk to the family members and the DSPs and those who are receiving services here. You've not only filled my cup up, but you've also given me even more drive to get this done. I guess my one ask of all of you, and God knows you have a lot on your plate, but if you could fit one more thing in, is to let your state senator, let your state representative know how important this funding is in the budget. This is something that Democrats and Republicans should agree on. This is something we should get done finally. It's been too damn long, and we're going to get this done together. And I think you have the most powerful voices in this conversation. So if you can have those voices be heard, and we'll work with Jennifer on getting you all the information you need on who to reach out to and how. And I would love to have your help in that. Would you help me with this?
Yes.
That'd be okay? Good. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And Mary, you get the last word.
Actually, if you'll allow me, we do an annual staff survey here at Bark Developmental Services. And I just want to read one of the quotes that was on it, which I think just summarizes a lot of what we talked about today. And we saw it time and time again on the survey, which talks about, and the question was, why do you stay here at Bark? Why are you staying here at Bark? And the quote was, I stay here for the individuals. I can't imagine not being able to see them and interact with them on a daily basis. I have gone as far as getting a second job to supplement my income. I thoroughly enjoy my job, but salary leaves a lot to be desired. So we have great people here at this agency who do a great job, who work so hard. And I would just like to share in thanking you again to both the governor and secretary for being here to push the budget so we can get the budget approved, so we can provide more resources to our DSPs and other Pennsylvanians who don't have services, which is just so vital here. So again, we thank you both for coming today. It's been our pleasure to have you. Thanks everybody for participating in everything. And we look forward to the budget passing and moving forward with great initiatives.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.